Hello, I'm Christy Steptoe, your midlife maven, and welcome to the Making Your Midlife Marvelous podcast, the show where you can expect to learn, laugh, and maybe even have a good old cry as together we navigate the health and wellness changes and challenges midlife women experience, and where you'll also be inspired and motivated to live your best midlife as we address all things nourishment, movement, and wellness with a holistic approach, mind, body, and spirit, to help you make your midlife marvelous. In this episode, I'm discussing sleep solutions for midlife women, and I'm sharing 7 strategies for restful nights and energized days during midlife. So, grab a pen and notebook, and let's get into the sleep solutions for midlife women. As we all know, during midlife, our hormones begin to shift, and because of these hormone shifts, many midlife women begin to experience sleep issues. If you're having trouble getting a good night's sleep, and you just don't have the daily energy you need to function at your best, in today's episode, I'll give you 7 strategies to help you get a restful night's sleep for more energized days. Let's start by identifying a few signs that you're experiencing midlife sleep issues and insomnia. Do you experience any of these symptoms? Difficulty getting to sleep or staying asleep. Waking up too early and being unable to go back to sleep. Feeling exhausted when you wake up and being exhausted during the day. Mood swings, headaches, irritability, brain fog, and confusion. If you answered yes to any of these symptoms, be sure to discuss these symptoms with your physician so they can help you determine if they're related to midlife sleep issues and insomnia that so many midlife women experience. If your symptoms are related to midlife sleep issues and insomnia, there are a few things that can cause this. And here are a few of those causes. Changes in estrogen. During midlife and menopause, estrogen levels drop significantly. And because estrogen levels can have a big influence on how well we sleep, this drop in estrogen can affect our quality of sleep. It can take you longer to fall asleep, and you may find yourself waking up more often during the night. A decrease in melatonin. Melatonin is a hormone that occurs naturally in the body, and it helps you fall asleep and stay asleep. As we age, our melatonin levels decrease, and this decrease can contribute to sleep issues. Oh, those hot flashes. During midlife and menopause, not only do we experience a drop in estrogen levels, but we also experience a drop in progesterone levels as well. When these hormone levels drop, our body temperature increases, resulting in the uncomfortable feeling of a hot flash, which, of course, can wake us up while we're sleeping. Because hot flashes can take some time to pass, it can become difficult to fall back asleep, causing a vicious cycle of restless sleep. Night sweats. When the body temperature increases because of the hot flashes, many women experience night sweats, reducing their quality of sleep. And lastly, restless leg syndrome. During menopause, many women experience sensations of tingling or crawling in their legs during the night. These sensations, known as restless leg syndrome, can definitely make it more difficult to go to sleep and stay asleep. Now, midlife sleep issues and insomnia can have quite a few negative effects on your quality of life. So it's very important to not only speak with your physician to discuss potential remedies, but to also make some lifestyle changes that can help to combat these sleep issues for better sleep and what we all want, more energized days. As a midlife woman and a certified health coach who specializes in working with midlife women ages 40 plus, I'm committed to educating midlife women on taking charge of their overall health and wellness, mind, body, and spirit. And I'm also committed to providing the information, tools, and resources to help you live your healthiest and happiest midlife possible. So, now that we've addressed the symptoms and possible causes of midlife sleep issues and insomnia, let's discuss those 7 lifestyle strategies to help you improve your sleep quality during midlife. Number 1, make a few adjustments to your bed. Choose bedding that's made of cool, comfortable, and breathable fabrics like cotton and bamboo. These fabrics can help to keep you cooler, minimizing those night sweats. You can also try cooling mattresses and pillow covers that retain less heat and even offer some cooling properties. Number 2, choose cool and comfortable pajamas. Loose-fitting pajamas made of breathable fabrics like cotton and bamboo can not only help your skin breathe while you sleep, but it can also help to wick away any moisture that you may experience while you sleep. Number 3, adjust that thermostat. One of the easiest ways to stay cooler and comfortable during the night is to set your room temperature at a cool and comfortable level. Keeping your thermostat set at 65 to 67 degrees can help to keep you cool and make falling asleep and staying asleep much easier. Number 4, have a bedtime routine. Creating and sticking to a bedtime routine, like going to bed and getting up at the same time, can help your body better regulate its sleep patterns and improve your overall quality of sleep. Number 5, avoid taking those naps. Naps can seem like the right thing to do when you're exhausted and tired, but taking naps during the day can actually make it harder to go to sleep and stay asleep at night. If you absolutely have to take a nap, try to limit it to no more than 30 minutes and try to take the nap during the early afternoon as opposed to later in the day. Number 6, watch your diet. Did you know that certain foods can cause sleep issues and insomnia? Alcohol, caffeine, and spicy foods can affect your quality of sleep because they can cause indigestion and acid reflux. Just as certain foods can negatively impact your quality of sleep, there are some foods rich in natural plant estrogens like chickpeas, lentils, or soybeans that can help to improve your estrogen levels and help you get better sleep. Be sure to discuss adding these foods to your diet in large amounts with your physician, especially if you're on any type of hormone therapy. And lastly, number 7, reduce stress and anxiety. Stress and anxiety can definitely have a negative impact on your quality of sleep. Hormone fluctuations can increase stress and anxiety levels, so it's important to have some tools and resources to help. Stress management tools like meditation, deep breathing techniques, and physical exercise and movement can help reduce stress and anxiety and can help you get a better night's sleep. Now, before I end this podcast episode, I want to leave you with a quote and a bedtime affirmation to remember and recite as you navigate your sleep issues and health and wellness during midlife. I'm a huge believer in prioritizing self-care, especially during midlife. And good quality sleep is self-care. And it's key to your good health and wellness and your longevity. So the quote is, "Sleep is the investment for the energy you need tomorrow." The affirmation for bedtime is, "My mind and body are in harmony, preparing me for deep sleep." I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Making Your Midlife Marvelous podcast, and I hope you found the information shared helpful. To help you not only manage your midlife sleep issues, but other menopause symptoms and concerns, today I'm resharing the Your Midlife Maven Menopause Manual. This digital downloadable menopause manual includes a wealth of information and advice designed to help you manage menopause and improve your quality of life as you face the changes and challenges of midlife and menopause. The menopause manual delves into the stages of menopause, provides coping techniques, tips and resources for better sleep, stress and anxiety management, and mood management, and it also includes tips for preparing for your doctor's visits, symptom trackers, sleep trackers, and much more. You can get this manual by clicking the link in the show notes below. Also, a key to supporting your midlife quality of sleep and overall health and wellness is getting the nutrients and supplements you need. My MidVita vitamin and supplement line that I've sourced and picked specifically to meet the vitamin and supplement needs of midlife women for maximum health and vitality not only offers a quality multivitamin ideal for midlife women, but also offers supplements that are great for improving your sleep quality. You can check out the MidVita vitamins and supplements by clicking the link below in the show notes. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to stay tuned for the next episode coming on March 25th. In the meantime, together, let's go live our best midlife and make our midlife marvelous.